About 20 area citizens gather at the Christian Life Outreach Church in Hugo. They've been told a reporter is coming to do a story on youth poverty in Choctaw County, and they're anxious to tell why their area is so poor.
Just a family unit as a whole, I think, is where the breakdown is.
There's not a lot of work opportunity here.
Teen pregnancy leads to parents sometimes not being well educated, not being taught how, you know, you have to get out here and make your own money to make it in life.
Why I'm gonna work where I can draw this check?
The mother spends the money on drugs, and then she doesn't care where the kid is after 3 o'clock.
Our country just in bad shape.
The situation is desperate in Choctaw County, where 4 live in poverty out of every 10 residents under age 18. Other stats tell more of the story. 37% of children are from single-parent families, 70% are on Medicaid, 30% of the total population receives food stamps, and more than 80% of children qualify for free or reduced school lunches. Unemployment is near the state average, but most of the jobs are low-paying. The median household income is about $29,000.
I just graduated 3 years ago.
21-year-old Ty Thomas mentors young people at the Outreach Church.
And I've been trying to make it on my own, and there's been several times that I've been without food. I didn't have no home. I didn't have a lot of things, and I didn't know how to go get it for myself, and I was just out on my own. I didn't have nobody, you know, just my brothers and sisters at church, and that's all I had.
While he's working to help other youths, he sees the cycle of poverty continuing among his former classmates.
Most of the kids I went to school with, and I only had 9 in my graduating class, I know one that went on to school. The rest of them's living with friends and parents and drinking and partying still.
That's another problem. Many young people in better circumstances simply leave the area. It's part of the reason Choctaw County's population decreased by about a percentage point over the last 10 years. In that same time, the state's population increased by almost 9%. From the breakdown of the family and over-reliance on state aid to the lack of high-paying local jobs, ask 20 different people why so many Choctaw County youths are impoverished and unmotivated, and you'll get at least 20 different answers. But they'll likely all agree that efforts toward positive change must be directed at children. That's the philosophy of Jay Weatherford, Associate Director of the Little Dixie Community Action Agency.
It's a huge problem. It's more than we have money for. It's more than anybody's going to have money for. And so where do you start? Well, one of the biggest investments we've been making is in early childhood. We're going to start where they are, when they're little bitty.
Little Dixie helps direct funding for a variety of programs to where it's needed. It supports literacy and early education programs and helps people get low-interest loans to build houses. Weatherford says the organization stepped up its efforts over the last 5 years and is seeing some signs of slight improvement. But for Little Dixie and similar organizations, the task can seem unachievable. The fiscal crisis hasn't helped, with cuts to community block grants and funding for Little Dixie's Head Start program dropping from just over $100,000 per year before the downturn to around $78,000 now. Still, they are trying. For State Impact Oklahoma, I'm Logan Layden.